What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
I wanted to have a catch with my dad. An old fool wasn't around, but he made sure that when he went to play golf, I couldn't play golf with him. He made me take a shag bag with a baseball glove, and he'd hit golf balls, and I would go field the golf balls.
You would?
Yes. It was a grad. I learned how to play baseball. Shagging golf balls, chip shots.
That's a great idea.
Like, chase them down. Pop flies?
Oh, yeah. And high flies with a baseball,
that's
with
smart.
A golf ball, and then chase them down. Make backhand, stick him in a bag. He hit another one. I got to go catch him, put him in the damn bag. I never got a chance to use the golf club. I was so mad at that old man. Never, never. I was the shag boy. I was his shag boy.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Monday on the Horn, B&E with you. The good, the bad, and the ugly from a busy weekend. It certainly was. There's a lot going on. College football, pro football, Cowboys in a prime timer last night. It's never good when you're the ugliest of the ugly this weekend were the kickers. Your Minnesota Vikings kicker. This is a fifth-round draft pick, Buck, that can't make kicks. Killing you against the Green Bay Packers. And how can the Cleveland Browns, who can't find a win, their kicker, a seventh-round pick, they took this kid Gonzalez out of Arizona State. He missed two field goals and two extra points in a three-point loss in New Orleans.
Hey, when a kicker tells you
he's being the Browns,
I lost confidence, I go fire that guy right there.
See ya!
Dan Bailey is unemployed.
He will be. He won't be for long. He'll be employed sometime today, I would believe.
You know who else is going to be unemployed sometime today? Josh Gordon, who's going to be released by the Cleveland Browns. That ongoing... Well, it's not ongoing for the Browns now. They're going to wash their hands of it.
Would New England dare take him with their struggles
Cowboys
right
might
now?
Take a chance.
Well, we know they would.
According to source.
Their rehab center.
According to source, the Cowboys do not have interest.
In Josh Gordon, Josh the Gordon, who apparently showed up late to a meeting last week and didn't seem himself, if you know what I mean.
Dude, I don't know how they spent 6 years with that guy.
Yeah.
In and out of rehab, really. It's like a rehab center in Cleveland.
Well,
they gave
him
every chance and every opportunity.
It's been like three or four different regimes too. So they're
true. You know, it's your turn.
We can fix them.
Yeah. Maybe go to New England. Maybe the Pats can do it.
Well, they're going to get Julian Edelman back. We'll get your headlines here coming up, but just can't say enough about Pat Mahomes. Watching him play Pittsburgh yesterday, like you don't fluke your way to 10 touchdowns, but this kid is electric. He is. He's Drew Brees to me with a stronger arm, but he's also more athletic. The ball comes out of his hand so fast. He diagnoses the play so quickly, and then here comes the ball, and it's a dart right onto Travis Kelce's hands. Golly, was he good yesterday against Pittsburgh.
He's good, and how's Tannehill doing it too?
Well, they beat the Jets, yeah. They only had 250 yards, though, the Dolphins, and still beat the Jets because their defense played well. Because the question of the offseason for me was – Andy Reid and his play calling and his design with those weapons, where you've got Tyreek Hill, now Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, could Pat Mahomes drive the car? Well, not only can he drive the car, they've scored 90 points in two games on the road against two good teams, playoff teams, in a lot of people's mind when the season began. They're just going up and down the field and people shredding them. So we'll see if that can continue. Obviously, they'll get more tape and they'll make adjustments, but he looks like the real deal.
Well, the team you're really going to have
thought that coming out of Texas Tech.
Yeah,
the Pat Mahomes
for sure.
Be really good.
And the team you'll have a hard time, everybody's going to have a hard time with, is Jacksonville and the Rams. The Rams are hard to defend. They just are.
Well, the Jacksonville defense is stacked. And if Blake Bortles is going to play like he played, they are absolutely a factor. And maybe the team to beat in the AFC at this point if New England doesn't turn. But, you know, New England just gets better as the year goes on, and they'll get Edelman back. And Sony Michel made his debut yesterday, the rookie out of Georgia. He's going to be a playmaker for them, no doubt. But NFL after 2 weeks, college football after three. Let's get you the headlines, and we'll pick up the good, bad, and ugly. Top Gun, Lawn and Equipment Rentals bring you the headlines. Also, talk to Brandon Mars on Saturday. Mowers. Get your mowers at them. Brand new ones, too, to Top Gun.
You need them after all this rain.
Yeah, you're going to need to mow that lawn. Start with college football. What a night it was at DKR on Saturday night. Texas football, they set a new record for fan and attendance, 103,507. 103,000 plus. How about the Longhorns will fall behind to USC 14-3, but rally to dominate the final three quarters, posting 34 unanswered points en route to a 37-14 win over the 22nd-ranked Trojans, the 900th win in program history, the first over a ranked team for head coach Tom Herman.
We were cranked up. We were juiced up, and we were there, especially defensively, to make some plays. We kicked a field goal to kind of keep, you know, there's a psychology to just seeing points on the board, and it was 14-3, and there was no panic ever, and it was nothing but positivity on our sideline, and we scored the next 34 points, and, you know, and we scored in a variety of ways, and it was fun to see.
Much more on the Texas win throughout the morning. Remember, you can hear Tom Herman's Game Week News Conference noon today, exclusively here on The Horn. Texas looks forward to their third straight home game this coming Saturday, opening Big 12 play with 17th-ranked TCU in town for a 3:30 kickoff. Horned Frogs lost to Ohio State on Saturday 40-28 in a very good battle there. Not only was the Longhorn night on Saturday electric as far as the atmosphere goes, it was also a big recruiting weekend. Longhorns hosted as many as 50 of the top players from around the state and country. Safe to say, a lot of good response there, but already paid a dividend yesterday. Buford, Georgia star, a running back, four-star player, Darian Brown, became the 16th commitment for the class of 2019 for the Longhorns. Around college football, the AP top 25, mostly the same. Georgia has moved up one spot behind Alabama, then 1-2 now out of the SEC. Clemson falls to 3. LSU jumped up 6 spots to number 6 after beating Auburn. And Oklahoma State up 9 spots after their win over Boise State. NFL last night, primetime performance for the Dallas Cowboys. They, of course, didn't play very well in their opener, but changed that last night as they thoroughly dominated the New York Giants. Remember last week in the loss at Carolina, didn't score until the middle of the third quarter or fourth quarter. Last night they said, let's get this thing going faster. How about the third play of the game?
In an I formation, and they'll play fake to Elliott. Time deep. There's a shot and a man at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 5. A right turn for Austin. Tavon Austin, touchdown Cowboys, 64 yards for number 10.
Cowboys going to win it 20-13. That final margin of just 7 points, not nearly that close. Cowboys really dominated. 6 different Cowboys posted sacks of quarterback Eli Manning. Giant stars Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley were non-factors. The Cowboys built a 20-3 lead and cruised to the win for a happy head coach Jason Garrett.
Yeah, it was important for us to get out to a good start in this ball game in all phases of our team. I thought we did that. I thought we drove the ball well in the game. Dak was particularly good early on. I thought we mixed the run and the pass fairly well and did a good job moving the ball and cashing those drives in. Obviously, the big throw to Tavon on the third play of the game was a huge play for us. And, you know, a long way to go in all phases of our team, but certainly a good start tonight.
Cowboys 1-1. Houston Texans, we know, would join the New York Giants as one of 7 0-2 teams in the league. They posted an ugly, to say the least, 20-17 loss at Tennessee. They're also 7 2-0 teams after 2 weeks, including Jacksonville, who imposed their will on the Patriots yesterday 31-20. Kansas City's 2-0. They beat Pittsburgh 42-37. Pat Mahomes, we talked about, 6 touchdown passes in the win. He's got 10 through 2 games. Monday Night Football tonight, wrapping up week 2. Bears hosting the Seahawks in Chicago. Both teams 0-1. You'll hear it right here on the Horn. Baseball, Astros leading the AL West is 4.5 as we enter this Monday. They took 2 of 3 from the Diamondbacks over the weekend, including yesterday's 5-4 win. Justin Verlander struck out 11 in 7 dominant frames. Oakland, meanwhile, dropped 2 out of 3 in Tampa. Astros 13 games to go in the regular season. Rangers lost in San Diego 7-3.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Save up to 25% on any Toro, Hustler, Walker, or Husqvarna mower in stock for the month of September.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Star-studded on Saturday, Buck. I see Matthew McConaughey was front and center down on the field. Kevin Durant. There are a lot of A-listers.
Did he have a backpack with him?
I don't think he had a backpack.
That's right. It's clear bag only inside the stadium. That's right. He had a clear backpack.
He had a clear KD backpack.
I think he did. No, it was everybody wanted to be a part of that. A lot of USC fans in town.
Will Ferrell was on Beaver Boulevard.
Yeah, Will Ferrell's walking around. He loves Austin. Which is you know, who doesn't? Everybody wants to be a part of that. That was fun. That was cool. And, you know, Texas got pretty lucky. Everybody that was there got pretty lucky that there was a band of pretty heavy rain that just went just north of the stadium. It's crazy how close it was. I was watching the radar from the Texas Tail Garden down there on 17th, and, man, it was a couple of miles would have been a downpour right about 5 o'clock, and instead it rolled on, and everybody got to have a good time. Reckless Kelly played the Longhorn City Limits stage along with the Peterson Brothers. Good time had by all. And then the game itself, you know, what for you was the turning point for Texas? When it was 14-3, how concerned were you?
I really wasn't concerned. I had a feeling that Coach Orlando was going to rein in this offense that only had really this quarterback.
And he's going to be good, by the way.
And they were getting – he's going to be good. Yeah, if they get the weapons behind – if he's not a goner before time is up, if they find some other offensive threats. But I'd asked a question on Friday about this running back situation. Those guys are very, very pedestrian at best, the running backs. They really, really are.
Well, Aka Cedric Ware is a kid from Dallas. And
he's just pedestrian. He's
just
nothing.
Just a hard-nosed player.
Yeah, they don't have any great running backs. And
Stephen Carr was a five-star player.
I don't know what to tell you.
Give Texas some credit, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Last year, USC had Ronald Jones, a second-round pick, and they held USC to less than 2 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Todd Orlando has figured something out against that USC rush offense.
Yeah, whatever the scheme is for them. And this offensive line for USC looked like Texas offensive line last year. They looked a lot like them.
Well, listen, you know, we talk about TCU this week and what Gary Patterson and Sonny Cumbie will come up with. I mean, one of the obvious ones is you got to use your quarterback's legs. You got to use the ability to, because if Todd Orlando knows where you're going to be,
right,
as your quarterback, which JT Daniels is a pocket passer, he has shown that he can harass those players, stop the run. But what has hurt Todd Orlando in his time at Texas is those running quarterbacks, the quarterbacks whose legs come into play. Texas a lot of times will over rush and get out of the lanes, and there are plays there to be had. We know they over pursued the jet sweep a lot against Maryland and then against Tulsa. I mean, that's obviously something that TCU can implement into their game plan in time for Saturday. They've got to be buttoned up. But credit to Todd Orlando, minus 5 yards rushing, and when it was 14-3, I thought this was a really big play, obviously. At 14-3, Tom Herman settled for a field goal instead of going for it on fourth down early, which put 3 on the board, made it 7-3. But then the touchdown they got at 14-3 was kind of scary if you're a Longhorn fan, because, you know, Brandon Jones should have had an interception on that play. I mean, he was right there. JT Daniels kind of threw it up, and somehow he mistimed his jump, and that led to another touchdown. But then it was Sam Ehlinger saying, you know what, let's get little Jordan Humphrey involved and see if we can get back in this ballgame.
Ehlinger from the shotgun. Sam with the snap, back the throw, pressure coming, fires to the right, caught by Humphrey, spins for first down and more, to the 30, Humphrey to the 20, say goodnight to this one, Will Jordan Humphrey takes it home, 47 yards for a Texas touchdown.
Colin Johnson had a good block on that down the sidelines that sprung that for a touchdown.
And Jordan, I mean, he showed me a little juice there too, running with speed-wise.
He's a running back in high school. That's what's fun about him. That's why I talked about him last week. And maybe if the Longhorns implement some jet sweeps, use him, because when he does get the ball in his hands, he is like a running back. And he showed that in that run. And then Chris Boyd, you know, we talked after the Maryland loss about the captains really not playing great, right? Chris Boyd dropped a big interception. You know, the veterans on this team, Brecken Hager didn't play great against Maryland. Well, in this game, Brecken Hager played really well. I thought Andrew Beck played really well at tight end and H-back. And I thought, you know, Chris Boyd's interception there at 14-10 to go up and make a play to set up a field goal, that made it 14-13. That was a big one. And then before the half, Texas to get another field goal thanks to the USC shanked punt. Also, Texas got a gift from the officials on the non-safety call, which, I mean, that was pretty clearly a safety, was it not? I mean, I saw the replay once, but you were watching it on TV.
It wasn't even close. Yeah. I mean, it was just a safety. I mean, even know why they had to go review that.
Well, Texas got lucky there. And when they went to punt the ball, I still don't know how the USC kid didn't block the punt. He ended up getting a roughing the punter called on him.
Bad angle.
And Texas was able to move it up a little bit and then punt. And then USC shanked the punt the other way after Texas got to flip the field. That set up another field goal before the half. And, boy, it's nice to have Cameron Dicker making kicks. 3 field goals in that first half to put points and make it a 16-14 game at the half. So the Longhorns get points before the half.
Just go get a beer. Get yourself something. When he goes to kick one, just go get yourself
put
something.
Put him in the Hall of Honor.
Just go
already.
And get something to eat.
You do have confidence with him. And one of the perks.
Well, I know one thing he won't do. He won't hit whirly birds.
No. Well, that's one of the perks that I got to sit with your son in the Bud Light suite. Your son AJ was in there. It was fun to see him. And we sit right behind the north end zone, right through the goalpost. So his kicks are pure, man. They're high.
They look like regular, they look like college.
Looks like some of my.
He can go kick for my Minnesota Vikings today.
Please, for your Vikings
or Cleveland
or the Browns.
Yeah, and he's going to kick for the Brownies. Those guys? And how about the guys saying that I didn't have any confidence? If I was like a coach of an NFL team. And they said, well, why did you miss the second? He goes, I just didn't have any confidence. I would have gone, hey, go pack your stuff.
Get out.
Because that's all you do.
Schefter said this morning, they're they're going to make a change.
No, they can't. Come on, they got to give him a chance.
Cleveland!
Yeah, well, they got him. Dan Bailey on speed dial.
The coach was like patting him on the head saying, he said, you know, you're one of us. I'd be like, no, you're not. No. You're a kicker.
Well, so go up 16-14 at half and then coming out of half. So score three going in and then coming out big to get some momentum in that drive. And this was how it sounded when Sam Ehlinger found his freshman slot receiver.
Ehlinger out of the gun with the snap. Back to throw. Sam looks. Fires for the end zone. Looks for Moore. Diving catch. The freshman. Touchdown, Texas. Josh Moore. His first collegiate touchdown.
That was a sweet catch, too. Sweet catch on the post route.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and
well extended on that ball. Got the tips of it. Did a good job.
And I'll give Tom Herman and Tim Beck this credit. Sam missed that throw in the first half. He had a wide open. I think it was Devin Duvernay ran that post
route.
He's
holding on a little too long for those long passes. He can let him go a little sooner.
Well, that post route opened up. And again, where we were sitting, you could just see that he was wide open. Sam missed him. Came back to it, and Josh made a great play, great touchdown, and that Texas takes control of the game at that point with nine quick points. And then it was the blocked field goal, Caden Stearns breaking through, and I like this quote. How about a freshman when asked after the game, somebody asked him, were you bummed that you didn't, because it looked like Caden was going to block it, scoop it, and score, right?
Right.
And he was asked that, because Anthony Wheeler then corralled it once Caden missed it, and he took it to the house, and he said, you know, because somebody said, were you disappointed you didn't get the touchdown on it? And he goes, we got the points, didn't we? Points are what we were looking for.
Right.
We got the points. So that kid is beyond his years as a true freshman. That was a big play for them right there. Can we hear that? That is our Viking fence defensive play of the game. It really was the backbreaker. At that point, USC was ready to head back to Los Angeles.
Chase McGrath, who was 0 for 1 for field goals at 51, but he does have a 48-yarder this year. Sophomore from Newport Beach, California. Good snap and hold. 50 yards on his block. It's loose on the turf. Picking it up for Texas. Stearns missed it. Wheeler picked it up. Say goodnight to it. Anthony Wheeler in off the block field goal. Touchdown, Texas.
And that was a well-designed field goal block, too. They did it. That was a special teams plus right there. Not just the guy who blocked it. I mean, they worked on that one right there. They did a good job.
They did. That was, and as I mentioned earlier, and then CB, of course, on Twitter, Chris Bennett sent us the video of Todd Orlando lip reading right before it. Block this mother blanker, is what he said, and they did. And turned the game. Sam Ehlinger ran one in, and that was the ball game. Longhorns get the victory. We'll hear Tom Herman at noon today. You're good, bad, and ugly from the game. The electric atmosphere was tremendous. The pregame, the postgame. I don't know, BK, did you go to the silent disco after the game?
No.
Come on.
Had better things to do.
No, he's got.
Then the silent disco at LBJ Lawn?
Yeah. Walked to 6th Street.
Well, how was that?
How was the great walk? Party and walk?
Great.
Was Dirty Six on point Saturday night?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Always is.
USC people down there, too, hanging out?
There were some USC folk down there.
See anybody famous? Besides yourself, of course. I'm sure the famous people are not hanging out where you were hanging out.
I'm not sure how much seeing I was doing on Saturday night.
Did you see any heifers down there?
Cannot confirm nor deny.
I did see Bevo pull down one of the Wranglers there. One of his, you know, he got a little feisty.
Oh, he got one of the Spurs?
Yeah,
he's a big dude.
Drug him down a little bit.
He's a big dude, man. He carries some weightage, some tonnage.
He's fat?
He's gotten big.
No, he's not fat.
He came right by you on Bevo Boulevard.
I couldn't see a thing this week. I was indoors.
It was packed. Oh, yeah. Because it was gully wash raining, but like 1:30, like right before we were setting up.
Weather guessers. All week long, it's going to rain during the game.
Dude, that was just luck. I'm going to tell you. I saw a bolt of lightning from when I was inside.
The weather guessers take heat, but you mean, Troy Kimmel was predicting a storm coming, but the storm came. It just moved right north of town. I mean, it was this close to being. I mean, so yeah, they can predict that there's a storm, but
that was a tough one to guess, right there. That stuff was right on top.
Always excuses for
those.
Always
excuses.
Always excuses.
No more excuses.
Just not good at their jobs.
I guess.
Well, they do. They do okay. Do okay.
That was incredible.
All right, coming up, we'll dive back into the Big 12 in college football plus. Something that I don't think anybody's ever heard of. A football player, a professional player who gets paid to play, quit on his team at halftime.
He gone.
Retired. Hung up his cleats at the half. said, "We suck," and I quit. We'll tell you who that was and where that was.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, the big surprises from the weekend, but Bucky's going to tell you about Indeed.
All right, when it comes to hiring, you don't have any time to waste. You need help getting that short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Now, if you get that job posted, screen questioning, zero in on qualified candidates using Intuitive Online Dashboard, and when you need to hire fast, you got to accelerate those results with sponsored jobs. New users to Indeed, you're going to use it for free. Go to Indeed.com/radio. Terms and conditions and quality standards apply. That's Indeed.com/radio.
A couple of texts come in. Says, Craig Way, goosebumps every time. Says, gosh, I love Craig Way. Craig Way had a birthday over the weekend, so happy birthday to our friend Craig Way, who will be in the house coming up. He's going
to
be happy.
And prayers to those people in North Carolina.
Yeah, we'll get
you're talking about the floodwaters. Yo.
Well, they've had, like kind of like Harvey, we mentioned that when it got there, it's just kind of stalled and feet of rain, not inches of rain, feet of rain in Carolina.
You know what they got in Carolina? Water moccasins, and a lot of them.
Yuck. Yuck. But Craig had a birthday. Of course, yeah, he's got brothers and family that live back in the Carolina coast, so we'll get an update from him. But happy birthday to Craig. Great call of a big win, win number 900 for the Longhorns. For the timeout, we hear from Tom Herman about the 900th win for the program. What does it mean?
It does a little bit. I think maybe we'll reflect, when after the season on that part of it. But our goal is to go 1-0 each week. You know, regardless of where that puts us in the annals of college football, and we got a really really tough one again this week. So we're going to enjoy it for about 18 hours or so, and then we're going to get back to work next week or tomorrow for next week's opponent.
All right, Tom Herman, noon today. We'll have more of that, plus which player walked out on his team. The good, bad, and ugly from the busy weekend. It's B&E on a Monday.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Craig Way has the Craig Way report coming up. We'll hear from the kicker. Dicker the kicker. Who was a big key to the Longhorn win on Saturday night. Win number 900. This says... thank you, Tom Hermans, for the 900th win and not taking it into the annals of history. But yeah, Tom was quick on his vocab. The annals of history. Went 1-0 last week. They're going to try to go 1-0 this week is the theme. We'll hear from Tom Herman at noon today. Also hit some salacious gossip and your blitz. Good, bad, and ugly from the weekend. Buck, I did not get to see the fight on Saturday night.
Good
after
fight.
The game.
Good
you
fight.
You did. This is the rematch, Canelo and Triple G. All I saw on social media is that, as usual, people were mad and didn't think the right guy was given the win.
Yeah, but it was that close. That's how close it was. It wasn't somebody took something away from somebody else. It wasn't a setup by the judges. It was just that close. And Canelo had to win the last couple rounds in order to get that victory. So this is one that deserves a third, I believe.
So they've each won one now.
No, there's a tie. Wasn't there a split decision or something like
remember.
A tie or some weird deal?
It doesn't seem like boxing sets it up for three. I don't know how they do that.
Well, then you can see Floyd Mayweather fight Manny Pacquiao again.
No.
You bunch of crooks.
You know which one I would watch, though? Here's a fight that I would actually possibly pay for. Maybe. Well, first of all, Cardi B versus, what's her name? Cardi B and, what's the other lady's name? The curvy one, BK.
Nicki Minaj.
I'd pay to watch that. Those two square off. They got in a big fight last week. But Sean Merriman. Remember Sean Merriman?
I remember him.
San Diego Lightning Bolts back in the day.
Defensive end, right?
Yeah. Well, he wants to fight Greg Hardy. Remember him of the Dallas Cowboys fame?
Jeez.
Yes. Those two want to fight in a bare knuckle. There's something called the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation.
Now you're talking about fighting right there.
And all you do is wear these kind of gloves.
But teeth marks on knuckles. That's good.
So Merriman has challenged Greg Hardy to a bare knuckle fight.
Give me Hardy. Over just about anybody. Dude is...
He's knocking people
crazy. How about this fight?
Tell Donald Trump to have a great Thanksgiving.
Lonzo Ball.
Because Big Baller is...
LeVar versus the president?
Ooh.
How about those guys wanting to fight all... I mean, just fight, really?
Let's fight.
So there's nothing to do with head injuries up in here, right?
I don't know. I mean, let's talk about football players. This is why this whole over-legislation of the game is... I understand why they're doing it.
I don't get the tackling the quarterback, grabbing him by the waist and bringing him down. I just don't get that.
Well, I don't either. And again, you're... You know, speaking of bare knuckle fighting, the the players and people you wanted to bare knuckle punch over the weekend. The Browns wanted to punch their kicker. The Vikings wanted to punch their kicker. But yes, the Packers wanted to punch the official who called a horrible roughing the passer call when he dared to tackle Kirk Cousins by his waist and take him to the ground. And it was a 15-yard call.
He did twice. You know, he called on the other side like that, too.
I know.
Same kind of weird tackle like that.
Which, again, Clay Matthews after the game was furious. And
he should be.
I would imagine this week the league will issue an apology and say, oh, yeah, we got that
they
wrong.
Will. Yeah.
But that was the game-changing play. Packers should have won the game. Which is why I've always said they should be able to challenge that. If you go back and look at it again, how big that play was, they would have changed it.
I got to believe they would have said, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to.
Hey, but they went to the Texas game and didn't call that a safety, and they went to the booth.
Got it wrong.
How the hell do you get that wrong?
I don't know. What was the play yesterday that I couldn't believe that they? The Denver Broncos touchdown. Did you see that one, BK?
I did not see the
touchdown pass that Case Keenum threw to, who's their young receiver? The Cortland Sutton, the kid from SMU. And I was watching it with the sound down, and it looked for all the world like a touchdown, and they took it off the board. I don't know how they got that one wrong. But so officials were in the crosshairs this weekend, and people wanted to bare-knuckle punch them, it seemed like. But, you know, condone violence on this show.
But every team's losing a player for a half, it seems, in college football now.
Well, B.J. Foster will be suspended for the first half of the TCU game for Texas, and he's one of their better young players.
Well, yeah, you got to have everybody for that game.
And that's not good.
That was a really, really good football game Saturday between TCU and Ohio State. Ohio State, that wasn't a cruise. I mean, I know they won by 12, but that wasn't that easy. For people that thought that may be in, well, they lost by 12. That was a hard 12 right there because TCU was in it. I mean, they were in it. They just gave the ball. They put it right in their hands twice.
Well, that's right. I mean, it was 21-13 TCU. Ohio State scored 3 touchdowns in a matter of 4 minutes. Scored a touchdown, went for 2, didn't get it, but then they had the shovel pass interception that went the other way. The Ohio State defensive lineman jumped in front and took it to the house, and they blocked the punt. I mean, it just unraveled from TCU. But TCU, they were a worthy foe to the top, you know, to a top 3 or 4 team in the country, and that's what's coming in here this weekend. Another guy that the bare knuckles would have been after was how about this, Buck? So the Buffalo Bills stink out loud, right?
Versus Buffalo. That's at least a 200-unit play.
I would also put the Arizona Cardinals in there. You know how many times the Arizona Cardinals crossed midfield versus the L.A. Rams yesterday? Crossed midfield. BK, hazard a guess?
How could your cousin miss that one, BK?
My cousin?
Rams played the Arizona Cardinals with everybody's favorite David Johnson as their fantasy running back, like yours truly. How many times did the Arizona Cardinals cross midfield? One time. One time in the entirety of the football game.
They got to go to the Jewish guy soon.
Get Josh Rosen on the game.
What are they waiting for with him?
I don't know. But so the Buffalo Bills are the other worst team in football. Whoever they play, it's going to be a skunk job. Chargers got in there. Chargers got up 28-6 and then just kind of fell asleep. And, you know, that's how bad Buffalo is. But speaking of falling asleep, at halftime of this game, the cornerback, Vontae Davis of the Bills. I mean, this guy's a pretty good player. He was in Indianapolis. He was with the Dolphins for about a little bit. Called it quits. Like, halftime. Like, see you later. Hung up.
What would your teammates think of that?
Oh, they were furious.
You went to the shower. You just start changing. They're like, where are you going? I'm going home. I'm out of here.
He then issued a statement. Can you believe the players? Like, this guy just walked out on him. Like, didn't come out for the second half. Like, I guess he called an Uber and said, see ya. I guess. Because he didn't get on the bus they're playing at home. Probably just went and got his car. Got his car and went home.
Yeah,
that's right there in Buffalo.
Went home and watched the rest of the game at home.
Went to the bar. Hey, man. Hey, aren't you Vontae Davis? What are you doing here?
I quit.
Oh, I just quit. What do you mean? I saw you playing in the first half.
I quit at half.
You quit.
I went home, man. I can't stand this group.
Bye, Felicia.
See ya.
That is terrible. But so his teammates were furious. You had one of the linebackers. I've never seen this. This doesn't happen to Pop Warner. Guys can't quit at halftime. He issued a statement that said, this isn't how I pictured retiring from the NFL, but in my 10th season, I've been doing what my body has been programmed to do, get ready to play on game day. I've endured multiple surgeries, played through many different injuries throughout my career. But on the field today, it really hit me fast and hard. I shouldn't be out here anymore.
Oh, that's fast. That's fast and hard right there. When you quit at halftime.
Yeah, you can finish the game, 21.
Does he start?
Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
He's a starting cornerback?
I think. I mean, he's been a pretty good player. He's been a Pro Bowler before.
I can see maybe if you're on the bench and you're not playing and you've had enough. But if you're like the starter, you can't like walk away now, can you?
So this was an overwhelming decision, but I'm at peace with myself and my family.
I thought it was bad when Vince took his shoulder pads off.
Yeah, it was.
Dude.
Bye, Felicia. No, he said bye. See ya. Vontae Davis. Adios, amigos. Hey, before we have Craig Way and the Craig Way Report and some more of the good, the bad, and the ugly from the busy weekend, Bucky's going to tell you about Zero Res. I got a report. I was running the vacuum yesterday.
Yeah.
Those guys, it's still amazing that what they did at our house, well, with the carpets. I thought we were going to have to buy new carpet.
Forget about it. BK's filthy place is still clean. That's just amazing. That'd take more than Zero Res, but those guys, Brad and Kyle, do a fantastic job. And more importantly, they're quick, they're efficient, and that carpet stays cleaner longer and dries quicker. Right now, three rooms of pre-treated carpet, cleaned and sanitized, only going to cost you $119. Plus that 100 square foot of tile, you know, around the refrigerator in the kitchen, over there by the washer and dryer. That they're going to do that for free. That would have been $125 value. Give them a call today at 512-290-9990. 512-290-9990. Catch them online at ZeroResAustin.com.
Dallas Cowboys with a nice win yesterday. I got to give Rod Marinelli credit. They harassed Eli Manning. You know who did a great job? BK, I know you watched this game. Your guy, Chidi Uwuzie, led the team in tackles, the corner out of Colorado that they pretty much put on Odell Beckham Jr. last night. He did a great job. He's going to be a really good player.
You know, it's kind of like you can make the argument that the biggest acquisition in the offseason for Texas football was Herb Hand, just based off the way the offensive line has played through 3 weeks. I don't know if there's any debate. The biggest offseason acquisition for the Cowboys was Chris Richard, the secondary coach who they got from the Seattle Seahawks. The guy was responsible for that Legion of Boom and all the great years they had on the back end in Seattle. Chris Richard has done a phenomenal job with these young corners. And last year, the secondary got picked apart.
Right.
You know, the first 2 weeks, obviously week one was a loss, but the Cowboys' defense in the secondary looked great. Cam Newton had nothing going on offense. And last night, I mean, they were able to cover long enough for the Cowboys' front seven to get some pressure on Eli Manning. OBJ was not a factor at all. The Cowboys' secondary looks much improved despite lack of age and experience.
Well, you know, it's interesting. That's a great point, BK. But coming up on Sunday, the Texans will play the Giants in a battle of winless teams. And whoever loses that game, and I mean, it's the Texans' home opener. I mean, they've got to feel pretty good about that, especially the way they can rush the passer and as bad as that Giants' offensive line is. Houston's isn't much better, by the way. But can you just say the Texans win it, and the Giants are now 0-3? And you already hear them howling about not taking Sam Darnold, right?
Oh, yeah,
not
for
taking
sure.
The quarterback, because Eli looks horrible, looks a mess. They lost to the Jaguars in week one. Now they lose to the Cowboys.
He takes bad sacks, like long sacks. Like when he goes back, drops back, it's always like 13-yard loss, 15-yard loss.
You know, we talked about it a lot. I mean, the best player in the draft was Saquon Barkley, but it was a hot debate. And I know we talked to the guys from New York. I mean, if you're drafting two or three, you don't get there very often when you're the New York Football Giants and you've got a chance to take a franchise quarterback and keep that franchise quarterback from the New York Jets. You might want to take them. They didn't. And
I still like Saquon Barkley. I still think that's a I like him a lot.
But it's a quarterback league. I like him a lot too. I mean, I think he's a huge talent, but you know,
that dude did not get tackled by the first guy at all.
Oh no.
At any time last night.
But if you go 0-3 and then that leads to a 6-10 season, you're sending Eli Manning out. And you don't have a quarterback at that point.
Yeah, he will have to go. He's too slow now.
And now you missed a potential opportunity to draft and pissed away a potential chance to draft the guy of the future. And that was the argument, and it's kind of coming to fruition.
And by the way, he looked pretty good in a loss with the Jets. He looked okay.
He looked all right. Darnold's going to be fine. He's going to be a really good player. All right, we'll come back. When we do, it is Salacious Gossip and then your Monday Blitz. Let's hear it. If you were part of the 103,508 in the building on Saturday, I'd like to hear from you. The atmosphere and the fun, bring it on the Blitz. We'll also continue the good, bad, and ugly from the busy weekend. It's B&E on the Horn.
Disappointment over the weekend, no doubt, for two of the area's three collegiate football programs. A substantial lead slipped away from Texas State on the road in the second half and a loss at South Alabama, and Southwestern University suffered its first loss of the season in a defeat at East Texas Baptist. But the news was obviously good for the University of Texas. The Longhorns overcame a 14-3 deficit early in the second quarter with 34 unanswered points to beat the University of Southern California 37-14. There were a lot of good things that came out of this one for Texas. Among those, true freshman place kicker Cameron Dicker, who hit all three of his field goal attempts, including a pair of 46-yarders. Dicker came in with lofty accolades, and he described how he approaches his first season as a Longhorn.
Yeah, when I first got here, I kind of just wanted to keep my mouth shut, go in and win the spot, being quiet. And letting my kicking do the talking. I mean, I had a good competition with Josh. He's a great kicker, and it's just been fun going through all the workouts, been fun doing everything with everyone, and I was pumped to go out there and kick tonight, and yeah.
Coming up at noon today, Longhorns head coach Tom Herman holds his weekly news conference on the UT campus. You can hear that news conference live on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, and AM 1260 at noon today. And we'll have a recap of the news conference coming away this afternoon in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did someone tell you that? Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Salacious Gossip is brought to you by Bud Light. Hope you had a great Bud Light weekend. It was certainly a blast down on 17th and San Jack with our Texas Tail Garden. We had a heck of a good time down there. And our friends at 7-Eleven brought something, Buck, that just was a game changer. They brought a Slurpee truck. Like right there on 17th, they had a free Slurpee truck.
Rod couldn't stop talking about Slurpees. I mean, I thought it was a Slurpee fest on Saturday, actually.
It was unreal. That place was people loving that. People loving the Slurpees. So we had a good time down there with Bud Light and all the crew. Good times. We'll be back again this week for another Texas Tail Garden. So make your plans. It's a three-game homestand, so third time in a row. And that will start about 11:30 in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning for the 3:30 kickoff, Texas.
Can't get hammered late until you get hammered early, I guess.
Well, no, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the
it's
morning.
The same thing.
That's what it is.
Let's go.
It's absolutely true.
BK, let's go.
Well, I mean, like, on a factual basis, literally, you can't say I drank all day if you didn't start in the morning, because that means you didn't drink all day.
That's right.
So, just true. Hey, this is also true. This could either be the sign of the apocalypse or that we live in the greatest country in the world. You would decide. You know, we all get a vote, right? Whoever you vote for, political party,
once you're
political
18,
campaign.
Yes, you do, right? At 18?
But a new
Harris
poll did a vote. Like a poll, a nationwide poll of more than 10,000 U.S. consumers. And you know what was voted as the number one Mexican food restaurant in America? Taco Bell. I got to believe there are better Mexican restaurants than Taco Bell in this country.
You better change your beliefs, my friend.
Hold on, let me get this right. The Harris poll surveyed more than 77,000 customers, and they voted for Taco Bell.
Billions and billions.
Last Monday night before poker, I went to Popeyes.
You did?
Oh.
How'd that feel?
I thought you don't like fried chicken.
I got a po' boy sandwich. I took the lettuce that was in the, or whatever it was, they put in there. I ordered coleslaw, stuck it in there, and put some hot sauce in that bad boy.
Dang.
Whew.
How nice work by you. Is that your first Popeyes trip ever?
Yes.
Really?
That's insane.
Where's the Popeyes?
It's on my way to playing poker right there. It's a brand new one.
Nice. Well, there's one right here.
That's it. That's the one I went to.
Yeah, B-Cave.
Didn't even know that.
5 minutes away.
I had no idea.
Taco Bell. I think I'm about to go for the third straight weekday.
Dude, that is so sad.
Hey, by the way, according to the Harris poll, best coffee shop, not Starbucks, Krispy Kreme. Best
what?
Coffee shop. Yeah, that's what it says. The people who voted, best chicken restaurant, Chick-fil-A, best burger, Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys and their great fries and their $5,000 burger.
Except burger, fries, and a soda will cost you $17.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys made of money or something. One other note. This is interesting. Do you know that plastic surgeons and the numbers are in? Males now account for an increasing number of plastic surgery appointments, up 29% in the last half decade. Men getting in and getting their face redone. And you know what they're blaming it on?
What's that?
Selfies.
Yeah.
Selfies.
I'm not going that way. I let my hair went. I went bald and did the whole thing and just shaved me and Honig. But I'm not doing the face. I know my jaws are going to sink down.
You got your T's lifted.
I got my T's lifted. I got my teeth done. And I'm bald.
Because you had low T.
Yeah. And I'm bald. That's not a problem.
But you would not. Snoop?
But you wouldn't go do the the rhinoplasty or the plastic surgery on the face?
I'm not pulling anything back behind my ears. I'm not going to do that. By the way, I saw the Papa John's commercial with a young African-American girl there doing a deal. I'm like, what's that all about?
How much did they have to pay her?
I was like, what is that all about? Hey, leave Papa John's alone, man. That's my pizza.
Hey, let's,
right?
I'm
not boycotting
them. Hashtag not my pizza.
Let's get to your blitz. There's your gossip brought to you by Bud Light. Let's hit the blitz.
the Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Texas is back. Yeah. First Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, this is the replay official for Saturday night. I got this University of Texas check. Can I cash out at Texas Federal Credit Union?
See, that's wrong. They just got that one call wrong. Everything else, guys were holding and grabbing and reaching and clutching.
USC had minus 5 rushing yards
for the game. That was a bad call, but the other ones were okay. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, that safety would have been a momentum changer. But, hey, I got three quick things. First, I'd like to see Boise State in the Big 12.
You don't get three. You get one thing.
You get one thing on the Blitz, and momentum is an illusion.
Unless you're Pam Cummings. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, BK, I think the last time anybody ever said you got a case of Mondays, you got that butt kick. But, hey, you know who does have a case of Mondays this day?
Who?
Trojan Man.
Trojan Man.
Trojan Man.
Where was
sorry
that
about
guy?
That.
Was he like in the...
It's in the tunnel.
Tunnel?
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Somebody put a cape on Stern. He was the big dog in this country. He was all over the place.
Yeah, he's going to be. By the way, hey, you know when Texas forced that field goal, you had that goal line stand that was a big momentum play in that game when they stopped him on fourth down? On the third down play, Caden Stearns was the player who filled the hole that created the fourth down. Then they went for the sweep and ran him out of bounds. That kid can play.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, that little running back cut through your big boys like wet butter. Thanks again for picking Clemson to win it all. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Clemson, I don't know about that one anymore. Next,
I don't think Ole Miss like that deal.
Wow. That's what you get for scoring first. Next Blitzer, you're up.
This is Roger Clemens, and I've never been more proud of Tom Herman than when he said, my players were juiced.
Let's see. That's not necessary.
Next, he said they were juiced up. They were amped up. They're excited.
Next
play.
Blitz. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, I know a grown man that contributes to that plastic surgery. His name's Aaron Hogan because he doesn't want to work out and he gets a fat removed from under his arm.
See, that's just not right.
Never done that.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, this is Mrs. Tom Herman. I told Tommy that was a big win on Saturday night. We needed to take the guys out for a nice dinner to celebrate. And the good news, it was prime rib night at the Yellow Rose.
Oh! it was prime. Cut it out. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Man, you know, I think there's 7 teams in the Big Ten that are thinking, we should take a lesson from Vontae Davis.
Nice. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey!
But
hey, that contest you wanted me to get in Saturday, I thought about it, but my stomach said hell to the nah, dog.
We're trying to get little Kev at Tail Garden to do the spicy turkey leg eating contest.
Whoa.
He bailed on me.
Of course he did. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, DK, explain to E what a schmuck is. When he uses the word, he needs to know what a schmuck is.
That was something that happened at the Alamo. Do you remember that? Remember the Alamo?
Schmuck?
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yes.
Please tell E what an electric atmosphere looks like. Come on, man.
Electric atmosphere.
I was there. It was electric.
It was pretty electric. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Thank you, Randy Crystal, for that wrong call that you got.
Randy Crystal doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't even officiate anymore.
No, he's retired.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Fight off. Hey, guys. Best 3 out of 5?
Shut it down! Oh, let's go!
By the way, the rest of those calls on Saturday, they were okay. Those guys are holding and reaching and
Who, for USC?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, the safety call was missed. I mean, that was a bad call.
And maybe a momentum changer, but momentum is just is it a figment of your imagination or something like that?
Well,
no?
That was the second straight week that Texas had a goal line stand, and that was big to keep those points off the board. That led to that that scenario. And by the way, a schmuck, Urban Dictionary definition of schmuck is the foreskin that is removed during a circumcision. Now, that's the Urban Dictionary.
That's not for the tips for the kids in a car line, is it?
No.
Okay.
That's sort of the Yiddish, the original meaning of it.
It is, right?
Sort of translated into
schmuck.
Being
schmuck.
Stupid or foolish.
Yes.
A lot of schmucks in the NFL this weekend. We'll get to those.
Tomfoolery.
A lot
of foreskins?
Yes.
Ooh, hey. All right, we'll be back. B&E on the horn, rolling on until 10 o'clock. Remember, Tom Herman News Conference at 11 at noon today. Monday Night Football tonight. Bears, Seahawks, lock it in all day.